Now, competition pricing also comes, which we have discussed previously. If your competitor is selling burger for 20 rupees, if you are able to sell 25 rupees burger, so you need to see that exactly the competitive price also, the customer may go there, have the burger from there. Now, the prices of competitors are used as a base of the determine of the price of the establishment. This is very important part. Can be a good business strategy, can be a good business strategy, can also lead to price war also, and the same time can lead to loss in the long run of the competition, may have a lesser overheads. Let's see whatever the competitor you would be having, he might be having lesser overheads. What are the overheads? Maybe rental, maybe staffing strength, maybe electricity. He might be having lesser overheads. That is the reason he is able to sell the products in a lesser price. You need to see that also. Otherwise, your organization might come in losses. For example, competitor selling price for beer is 1100 rupees, selling price for beer is 1050. So you have reduced the selling price 50 rupees and you are selling more. This price fixed strategy will not be suitable for the long term goals, because your overhead charges and his overhead charges may not be equal. So you need to see the strategy of your business as well. Now, rate of return pricing. What exactly the rate of return pricing is? A break-even matrix is arrived at the based on the cost and sales. Exactly how it exactly looks is, you have invested a lakh rupee. You have invested a lakh rupee and your expected returns are 20% annum. So expected profit is 20,000 rupees. So the cost and sale price and volume can be varied, achieve the above profit. If you are able to get that 20,000 rupees, so you are in a break-even mode. So this is also comes under menu planning. Elasticity pricing. What is exactly elasticity pricing? It's a bulk volume of the sales. Let's discuss further how exactly it works. Is the establishment consider the market and the price changes. The same time, fast food operations generally are demand led and very, very price sensitive. Let's see about the McDonald's operations, how they do. 25 rupees they are able to give the burger, but the volume is more, they are able to sell more. This is elasticity pricing. It works more in a business centers. It's work more in a highway kind of things and all. So elasticity pricing is also made a big role in a menu pricing. For example, selling price of a Mac burger is 25 rupees, selling price of a regular burger is 100 rupees. See, this is elasticity pricing. With the 25 rupees a burger, you will sell more and you will gain more sales in the burger. Now, other pricing consideration. Let's talk about other pricing consideration. What exactly other consideration? There is a service tax is involved. There is a government service tax is also involved. Approximately 12%, 36 rupees is involved for the government taxes. You need to put as a 12%, 36% as a government tax also. It is also added in your menu board. The same time, service charges is also involved. There is a service charge is also involved in few organization. Amount is fixed as a percentage to avoid the tips to paid by the guest. Whenever the guest have the meal, there is a tendency of that giving the tips to the waiters. To remove the tips tendency, the management has decided to keep some kind of service charge, maybe 5%, maybe 10%, whatever the bill, overall bill is there, 5 to 10% will be charged as a service charge. That is also has to be there in menu. Value-added tax, this is also government taxes, 5 to 20% maybe would be there as a government taxes. This also added in your menu. The same time, minimum charge, there is minimum charge to discourage some potential clients. Some clients can come to your restaurant, they might not have anything and they may leave. They sit for 1 hour, they may leave. That time, you need to have minimum charge to sit in your restaurant so you can make a revenue. This is also can be put in a menu planning. The meal experience, let's discuss about the meal experience. The meal experience may differ as a series of events, both tangible and intangible. Whatever the guest is coming to in your restaurant, he has one experience that is known as meal experience. How is the meal experience? Meal experience are two different things. One is tangible and another is intangible. Experience begins when customer enters the restaurant and ends when they leave. whenever the customer comes to your organization, how you receive, how you seat him, what kind of food you are giving. The experience starts from entry and experience ends when they leave. In between, what kind of service you are giving, that is very important, and that is known as meal experience. The tangible are food and drink. Whatever they are having, they would be having food and drink. These are known as a tangible experience. Your meal is experience. In that experience, there is a tangible experience and there is a intangible experience also. What exactly is the tangible experience are food and drink, and intangibles are service, atmosphere and mood also. This comes under intangible experience. Let's discuss further about what exactly tangible and what exactly intangible experiences. Developing the atmosphere. Now, let's discuss about the developing the atmosphere. The atmosphere that food will be served will define the mood of the customer. For example, he has placed order a food, and if you are able to give piping hot food, the customer will be very happy and he will be very excited and his mood is very positive. So, your food makes a positive mood to your customer. The same time, atmosphere is made up by everything that makes an impression on the people. If you give a good impression, if you are able to make a good impression to your people, that is also comes under a good mood for a factor. Now, the atmosphere is created by the building design, decor, interior color scheme, texture on wall, service and the food. This is very important. Whatever the decor you would be having in your organization, that also impact the customer atmosphere, developing a great atmosphere. Now, let's discuss about the atmosphere, how to make a positive atmosphere and what are the factors comes under positive atmosphere. There are factors are there. Let's discuss the factors in a broad manner. Now, this atmosphere is in a central. Now, sound and music comes under picture. The sight and smell, climate control, lightning and landscape, table setting, the menu and the humor factor and entrance and exterior also. This is also very important role to create a positive atmosphere. Let's discuss in a broad manner how the atmosphere positive can convert. Now, developing the atmosphere, the sound and music which we have discussed, the sound and music, exactly what is sound and music, how it can give you great atmosphere. Now, all unnecessary sounds should be suppressed. Whatever the unnecessary sounds are there, it should be suppressed. For example, in your dining, whatever the food production sounds are there, the machinery sounds are there, it is not supposed to be get the sounds inside of your restaurant, because whatever the atmosphere he wants to get the experience, he might not get the experience. Sound proofing of the wall should be done. Whatever the sound proofing wall should be done, because unnecessary noise will not come into your restaurant. The same time, having a acoustic treatment of the walls and carpeting of the floors, these can give you soundproofing to your dining experience. The use of light music is desirable. Always using a light music is always desirable to create a positive atmosphere. Now, it has an impact on the mood of the customer. This is very important. The same time, the soft and slow background music should be used to create a warm atmosphere. Most of the organization, they come up with very light music, because light music give you positive atmosphere to the customer experience. Now, the second stage, sight and smell. Sight and smell, how it can be developing as an atmosphere. It involves color, lightning and harmony and contrast and odor and space also. Smell involves both pleasant and unpleasant odors. Smell can be positively contribute to the atmosphere. This is very important factor. Whatever your dining experience is there, you need to use room freshener to take care of odor smells. Now, let's discuss about the climate control. Correct temperature should be maintained for a comfortable dining experience. For example, if your dining experience is a air-conditional experience, you need to take care of the temperature part also. How exactly is ideal temperature from 21 degree to 25 degrees, the humidity should be such that it does not become stuffy. See that whenever you are giving atmosphere with the temperature, you need to take care of your air conditioner also. The same time, what lighting and color, light affects the color of the room. So whatever the lights you are using, you have to be very careful. Whatever the lighting you have, it can impact your color of your F&B services also. Every color has a different significance on the mood of the person. So you need to take care of what colors are you using. And study of the effects of various on the mood of the person. You need to see which color can be used for your F&B services and which color can give you pleasant atmosphere to the human being, which is your customer. The placement of light should not be create shadows. This is very important factor. Whatever the placement of the light should not create a shadows also. Now, there can be a combination of indirect and direct and spotlight. There is a combination of spotlights you can utilize according to your atmosphere of your organization. Candles are used to create a romantic mood. Whenever fine dining restaurant, some fine dining restaurant, they use a candles for to get a romantic mood. Now, use of colored lights may have a negative effect also. If you use a color lights, it may give a negative impact to the atmosphere also. Now, developing atmosphere, the menu also make a great role to develop a positive atmosphere. The menu cover and content should reflect the design and style of the restaurant. If you have a great restaurant, if you have want to give a great ambience, great atmosphere to the customer, so your menu should talk, because your menu is the bridge between customer and you. So your menu should talk in a proper manner. So your design of your menu has to be in a proper. The same time, the tent cards and other merchandising should also be as per the room decor. If you see most of the restaurant, the menu is there, the same time there is a fast moving product, there are impulse products, they keep in a tent card, that is also work as a menu also. Only the tent card is also gives you positive atmosphere, so you should design properly the tent cards. The same time, the human factor, this is a very important factor, human factor. For a warm and friendly atmosphere, warm and friendly service of the service of the people is very important. Whenever your waiters, captains and managers giving service, warm smile has to be there. This is also impact the positive atmosphere. The same time, the dress and appearance of the staff are important element of the appearance. So whenever your service staff, F&B service staff, are wearing a great uniform with proper ironing, it also gives the positive atmosphere of the organization. Now, luxury restaurants require customer also to dress up. A dress code impart a formally used for atmosphere. There are a few restaurants, they have the dress code for their service team. They need to use that dress codes as well. Now, let's talk about the entrance and the exterior also. Whatever the entrance you have, it also gives to positive atmosphere impact. Let's talk about briefly. The entrance door to the establishment sets the theme and creates the first impression whenever the guest is entering your restaurant. So the front door, it makes you positive atmosphere. So you need to take care of the decor of the front door as well. The same time, seating arrangement can be provided for the seating during the rush hours. This is also very important. Whenever rush hours are there, the seating arrangements also have to be very proper. This also gives you the positive atmosphere. Now, create a bit of greenery near the entrance. Whenever you have the restaurant, bit greenery near the entrance, it gives you positive atmosphere for your organization. Dress up the corners with the lights of some cozy ambience light. This also gives positive atmosphere. The same time, menu merchandising. What exactly is a menu merchandising? Let's discuss a brief manner of menu merchandising. Now, merchandising refers to any technique used to stimulate sales with the food and beverage. Merchandising is very simple manner of doing a marketing activity for your food and beverage products. Food and beverage products. Let's discuss about a brief manner. Merchandising refers to any technique used to stimulate sales within the food and beverage facility. So what exactly you are doing to develop, to increase the sales for the food and beverages? What techniques are you using? Let's discuss in a broad manner. The efficient menu merchandise will affect the popularity of the food and beverage every facilities. You need to be efficient enough to merchandise your food and beverage products. It also influences the selection of items that the guest will make. At the same time, merchandising involves the point of the sales promotion of the facilities, and it is unpaid from the communication medium. Let's discuss about broad way of menu merchandising, but I want to brief you what is the menu merchandising. What exactly are you doing to develop the sales for the food and beverage items? This is known as menu merchandising. What exactly we follow the menu merchandising to increase the sales? Types of menu merchandising. One is floor stands. One is floor stands to show what exactly food and beverages you are selling, to show to the customer. That is a very important manner. You would be having the menu cards. The same time, there is another manner of showing your food and beverage merchandise to customer. That time also they can decide exactly what they want to have. Types of menu merchandise. Exactly what types of menu merchandise do we have? Floor stands and bulletin boards used to advertise special events and special dish of the day and forthcoming attractions. This is known as floor stands. Whenever you go to any kind of organization, they would be having some standees and bulletin boards where they can display forthcoming events and dish of the day. This is also one way of merchandising the product. Used display in reception areas and outside of the restaurants also. Some kind of restaurant, they use this standee where outside of the restaurant also, and sometimes entrance of the restaurant also. The notice should be attractive and updated. The notice, whatever you want to convey the message, it should be attractive and updated also. The beach cafes use it to display daily specialities, because whenever the customer are coming to your restaurant entrance, if you have a display, the day, today special, Wednesday special, Tuesday special, so it attracts more and half of the sales happens there only. And there is a tent cards also, which we discussed previously. How the tent cards works as a marketing material for your food and beverage service industry. Let's discuss about the tent cards. Serve as powerful tool to promote special and encourage up sales, because whenever the customer comes on table, he might see the menu, but there are lots of items are there in menu. He wants to see what exactly the special product, what exactly the impulse product, what exactly the fast moving product. If you are able to keep a tent cards with the 2-3 products, it's a catchy, and the customer will decide immediately, he will place order. So are placed on restaurant dining tables, which we have discussed. Advertise special dishes and wines to the guest and announce special events like a Valentine's Day and New Year party, etc. And announce special offers like combo meals, display chef special of the day, advertise the other outlets of the hotel like disco bar and bar and restaurants. What exactly will happen whenever the customer comes to your restaurant? So exactly the tent cards also makes a big role for merchandising your food and beverages. For example, your tent card is showing the special dish of the day and special dish of the day and the chef special of the day. It is a more attractive, and the customer will take the decision immediately, will place order. So your tent card is working as a marketing material for your food and beverage product. This is also one great merchandising tool for your food and beverage. The same time, there are posters also involved where your food and beverage merchandise can happen. How exactly the posters are working? Let's discuss in a brief manner. Have a wider circulation. Your posters should be wider circulation and displayed in reception area, lobby walls and elevators and clock rooms. Because wherever the customer is moving around, if he sees the posters with today's special, with today's special menu, Wednesday special, Monday special, these are the posters. If they see, they might attract and they might place order for that also. The same time can be put up in the restaurant dining area itself. Sometimes what exactly will happen is the customer may not interested, the guest may not interested to choose from menu. He will see what exactly the ambience, what exactly the decor of the restaurant. That time if you see the poster with special for the day, special for today, then what he will do is he will select F&B, he will select food and beverages from there, and he will place your order. This is also one way of great merchandising. The same time, the in elevator the poster should be posted on the doors, should be placed at eye level. Whenever you are pasting your posters, it should be eye level. Because whatever the customers are coming, they might use your elevators also. If you are able to paste your posters in elevators, they will prepare themselves before coming to your restaurant also. This is a great technique for the merchandising your food and beverage services. Now, wall displays also comes under merchandising your food and beverage. What exactly it is? Illuminated wall displays are used by fast food operations. Yes, exactly. And enlarged color photographs of the foods on the walls also used by wine bars and cocktails and bar and lounges also. Whatever the food products you have with the food product display. So if you are able to give this wall displays, it can catch for the customer, and he will see the display of the food, the presentation of the food, photograph of the food, and you will place order for the same. There are clip-ons also works for the merchandising your food and beverage services. So what exactly? Commonly used in restaurant to advertise specialty items. Special table d'hote lunches offer in an a la carte restaurant, used on wine list to promote a particular wine or region. Whenever you have the clip-ons, small kind of menu, you will be attached to your beverage menus, and it can add to merchandising your food and beverage sales. Now let's take a brief summary about this session. We have discussed about menus have significant impact on attracting diners to catering. Your menu is a bridge between you and the customer, so your menu makes a bigger role to offer a great services to the customer. The color and the design and content play their part in persuading diners to enter the premises. This is also very important. What exactly your decor, and it impact a lot for your dining experience. The menu becomes the key selling tool together with the service staff and promote profitability dishes and drinks, which we have spoken. Menu makes a bigger role because whatever the beverages you are selling, menu contains with the pricing, so your customer will take the decision to sell more food products, to choose more food products for your menu only. Two type of menus are a la carte and table d'hote, which we have discussed previously. And the same time, the special Indian thali is a popular type of table d'hote, a fixed menu. What exactly the fixed menu is, there would be a fixed menu would be there. Whenever you place order for that, the dishes by default, it comes, for example, Indian thali. And a 13 course French course are the base of menu planning we have discussed, where it contains appetizers, soup, fish and meat, further dishes also. This is also we have discussed previously. Now, an important aspect of menu planning is menu pricing, which can be calculated by the cost plus pricing method and the competition pricing method also. Whenever you are pricing a menu, you need to see your competitive market also. Examples also we have spoken. If you are selling your burger for 20 rupees and if your competitor is selling for the 25 rupees, so you are giving a lesser price, so the customer can come to you to take the burger from you. This is a competitive market. The same time the meal experience is created to attract the customers. The different type of meal experiences which we have discussed in a broad manner. The same time the meal experience includes lighting, smell and decor also. And the same time menu merchandising is very important marketing tool which we have discussed. If you want to sell your food and beverage products by doing a marketing, that is known as merchandising. Like menu merchandising is a very important marketing tool, like frost and displays which we have discussed, and tent cards and posters. This is the summary of this chapter. Thank you very much.